Now, one of the hopes for the future of General Motors is a car called the Chevy Volt, but there are some very serious questions about it ever really being a commercially viable product.
Chevy Volt,
hailed by GM.
A car that can go up to 40 miles before it uses any gas at all.
It's rumored GM CEO will ride in one of them to the bailout hearings.
The Volt is an electrically driven car.
Tony Posawatz helped design it.
The gasoline is only the backup system.
But Car and Driver editor Chubba Cheddar notes the estimated $40,000 sticker price.
The battery in it is very expensive. There's a lot of hardware in the Volt. How quickly they can bring that price down is going to be interesting to see.
Volt won't show up in showrooms till 2010, assuming GM survives. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Now, after spending millions and millions of dollars on this thing, and assuming it will ever sell in mass quantities at a price like $40,000, and that price, by the way, would be after a federal subsidy of over $7,000 per car, these people are living in fantasy land, and given that, just for example, we know from bitter experience, California's electric power grid can't keep up with the demands on it already, especially in summertime. Where's the electricity supposed to come from to charge up a bunch of plug-in cars, even if people did buy the things? Yeah. If this is part of their so-called business model, kiss your tax dollars goodbye if Congress puts them into this dumb outfit.
An electric car would be a huge electric suck, too, because it's what you're doing is you're pulling a lot of resistance from the system. You plug in a bunch of them, and you're just draining the grid.
Yeah,
it's a high resistance.
Some poor retiree somewhere turns on a little window air conditioner, and the whole system goes kablooey.
It's crazy.
But the whole thing is just nonsense. Are there more terrorists in Pakistan waiting for the right moment to attack India? Well, could be. ABC.